have the honor and privilege of inviting Apostle Remy to give the word. She has about 30 minutes to do so. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. By next week, there will be no masking. Is that a prophetic word? Is that a... Amen. That's it. We just need people to be, you know, alert, be in the spirit. And yeah, that's all there is to it. Amen. Oh, gee, I would have done the wrong thing. Is it better? He said, okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just want to thank God. And, you know, Femi's said a lot about Nigeria. And yes, I'm so grateful to God because, you know, we got back only to discover that if we had been a week later, we might have been caught in the throes of some fires in the city where we, you know, celebrated the lives of my parents. So when we got home, my brother sent me a video of the armed robbery that happened in that very city. And that, I tell you, we couldn't, you know, hide the burial. We couldn't do it in a place where nobody would see us. We were visibly on the streets of Ibadan. That's the city where my parents lived. And so I just want to say, sometimes, you know, God shields us and he protects us, but sometimes we're not even aware. We are not. Every day that's happening to you and I, right here. We are being protected from what we do not know of. That's why we need to continue to walk in that, in the spirit. And not, you know, so I'm grateful, eternally grateful to God that we didn't have evil reports and that all your prayers and the people, those that are streaming and friends all over that were praying, that, like Femi said, he was literally birthed into Nigeria. And that looks like, to me, a foretaste. Femi, please, can I have water? Is it there? No. I don't know. This place is always dry. Maybe. Excuse me. Yeah. So it's like we mustn't take for granted the goodness of God. And also, you know, just as Femi was sharing about what the dilemma that happened, it just occurred to me how easy for it is. We're so easy to give up. Let that be a sign to us. Every time we experience resistance doesn't mean it's God. See, because we sometimes think when we experience resistance, it must be God resisting us and saying, don't go. That is a religious lie. So we need to really press through. The Lord is a warrior. That is his name. And so guess what? The enemy is just not going to let us have anything free of charge, but it's already been paid for. So we've got to know that Jesus paid for it all with his blood, with his life. And so we contend. And so you all rallied around and the intercessors were praying and literally decreed that this would happen. Because that was actually the will, it was the desire of my parents that both of us would stand there to actually release their earthly, you know, tent into the earth together. Because that earthly tent was no longer serving them. That stopped in October of last year. So thank God for the grace and the goodness of God. Second thing that I want to mention. This morning during pre-service prayer, I want to say this to us so that let's be tracking with God and walk in the spirit. God, what are you doing? Femi and I were actually searching with our spirits since Jane released this morning about that this yesterday, February, is it 12th yesterday? Yes, February 12th, 1948 was when Saskatchewan received the outpouring. February, yesterday. And yesterday, North Battleford. Yesterday at home, I was looking for a particular book. And I didn't know this book was there. I'm going to tell you what the author of the book, just to say there is an alignment there. When Jane said that during prayer this morning, I thought, oh my goodness, why did I go in search? I was looking for something else, and I found this book called Two Realms, written by George Horton. That's one of the fathers of the revival in 1948. Okay, so I'm saying this to say things are lining up, people. You need to understand that the portal is still open. When God comes into a place, when there is a portal that is open for God to enter in to do his thing, that portal is still open for you in Saskatchewan. The portals over Canada is still open. 74 years yesterday. 74 years yesterday. And I was looking. So I'm going to be, there's things that I feel the Lord wants to speak to us. And I just started to go through this book, but I haven't. When Jane mentioned that, I thought, okay, I need to really release an awakening call so that we understand and not take for granted where you live and what God is doing. Don't focus on what the enemy is doing. God is bigger. What is going on in Ottawa when you think of an 89-year-old woman? I sent that message to Rosemary yesterday. An 89-year-old woman in Cesar, that woman for 16 days has been on the streets of Ottawa for 16 days feeding, baking shepherd's pie, hot meals, serving the convoy and hugging them, 89-year-old. So anyway, is there anybody that's 89 years old here? Okay, because you may think you are old. I just want to tell you, your excuse is taken away. Because if an 89-year-old was remembered like Anna, that there was a prophetic word. She was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Kept going to that temple, night and day, day and night, believing God, fasting and praying, standing, believing, expecting, and anticipating. Because his expectation is the first level. We got to move our expectation into anticipation. And that woman was going into the temple. So this 89-year-old woman heard what was going on in Ottawa. She got on the streets. And I've been told by people that live in Ottawa, it's been minus 26. It's been freezing cold in Ottawa. And lovers of God are on the streets of Ottawa with the convoy. Yes, I'm telling you, it is time to arise. If an 89-year-old woman didn't say, oh, arthritis, oh, I can't move this way. She went to walk with the gift that God has given her, the gift of hospitality. Hello? Who's got the gift of hospitality? This is the harvest. I'm telling you, the harvest is going to come in very unusual ways. Hospitality, not Christianese. I'm telling you, you got to get out on that street. It is hospitality, loving people. The wisdom of God of loving the unlovely, the people that don't look like you. That woman was just loving them, feeding them. And the church, there's churches in Ottawa that are putting those people in their building to sleep in there, get out of the elements and sleep in our facility. Ha. Oh, I know without a shadow of doubt that the world never expected Canada of all people. The world never expected Canada. Hello? Come on, Canada. The roar of God. I'm telling you, the roar of God is coming forth out of Canada. Woo! The blood. The blood of the Lord is exactly. You, Canada, Bethlehem Ephrata. Ha, out of you. the roar of God came forth because the leaf of your healing was to be for the healing of nations. That is the prophetic destiny of Canada. That the leaf of your healing, right, the leaf of your trees, was to be for the healing of nations. And if we were to just, you know, the thing that is so amazing is what, when we were in Nigeria, we're getting all these messages. I'm like, wow, God, woo, this is really hot. Coming out of Canada, come on, Jesus. You know, that the a lot of the people that are on the street, especially the truckers, came from countries where they've experienced communism. Came out of Poland, came out of Romania, came out of all the places where they were oppressed, and they immigrated to Canada. And they're like, not on my watch. I did not leave oppression to step into oppression. But some of you, you know, Sebra, you don't get it because you were always here. Hello? When you say Sebra, I'm talking about sired right here, Sabra. Okay. Those who were sired right in Canada. Sometimes this is God. You see, just as that's why we mingle, God mingles anointings and brings people and cross-pollinates people for his own purpose. We don't understand when immigrants come legally, legitimately into our country, there is an assignment. Yet God brings those immigrants into our space, me being one, into our space so that we can watch, observe, and actually strengthen and synergize with what is already on the heart of God. I'm not preaching yet. I'm just telling you what's up. So, guess what? Those immigrants are like, what? This can't happen, because if we let this continue, our children are doomed. Our children's children, they're going to be under heavy yoke. And so, it took just that groundswell from those that have experienced communism. I know our friends from Cuba, when, you know, the election that happened in, let's go there. But anyway, they told us, we escaped from Cuba, not so that we will come into another bondage. See, you don't understand. And that's why God is calling out the women. I actually got the name now. Shipra. I know Shipra and Pua. God is calling you out. It is your time. You are on time for what God is doing in Canada. Because this is going to move beyond Canada. It's going to the nations because there's a synergy. See, so the immigrants that have come and the Sabra and all of us together. Because now on the streets of Ottawa, there is a mingling of hearts. There is a union, a unity of people that are saying, we are in agreement. This is what we've waited for. And the roar of Zion is being released because there's worship going on the streets of Ottawa. Days of worship is happening on the streets of Ottawa. People are being led to the Lord. Hello? It's happening. It is on. It's not coming. It is on. It's here. So I'm saying all of this so that when you get a mindset and a mentality of war, that we are in a time of war. And it's a different kind of war. This is a war for harvest. And that is harvest of all things. Not just harvest of souls, but harvest of the maturity of the sons of God. Sons of God must come to maturity. No longer babies being entertained in the assembly. We're no longer going to be babies sucking our thumbs in church. We're going to get out and be who God's called us to be and step out into our heavenly identity. The heavenly identity of Canada. That is what is up right there now. We're seeing that on the streets of Ottawa. That Canada, you thought you were supposed to be quiet. No, that was a lie. And be polite. That was a lie. That was a lie-based identity. But the true identity of our nation is what you are seeing coming out there. That we are going to be truth tellers and we're going to stand for righteousness and justice. And the midwives are going to be God-fearing women that will stand up and begin to use the gifts that God has given to them. They're going to surrender to the will of God and begin to intercede and birth nations. Because nations are being birthed. This is the day. Yes. Yes. It's time. It is a time of the birthing of nations. Remember, scripture talked about Jesus when the fullness of time had come. We are in the fullness of time. The fullness of time has come. Enough of oppression. I mean, you read that Exodus. God said so much about, yes, now I have heard. Oh, let me read it. Because it's all very good. Exodus 3 and from verse 7. You can read the rest at home. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Canada. Yay! I have surely seen. Did you think he was blind? He wasn't. Come on, brother. He was waiting for a time. Fullness of time. And you know what? There is no more delay. No. There is no more delay. That is already removed. Delay is not in our way. God said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and the oppression of my people who are in Canada and in the nations. Because I'm telling you, this oppression was all over the globe. Imagine what happened to Australians. I have a niece and great niece and great nieces in Australia. Living through that kind of hell. No, that was not the plan of God. Because he makes decisions and sets the boundaries of nations. He's, with his blood, he purchased Australia. Purchased every nation. He said, and I've heard their cry because of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. Do you have it up? Exodus 3 verse 7. Okay. For I know their sorrows. Verse 8. So I have come down. Yeah, let me read it up. I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. And the Egyptians are those that do not fear God. Those that are stout-hearted. That have set their hearts in arrogance towards God. So God said, I have come down to deliver my people. To deliver Canada. And the dominion of Canada, and to bring us up from that land to a good and a large land, to a land that is flowing with milk and honey. to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites. See, isn't that interesting? Did you hear that? God said, I've brought you to a large place flowing with milk and honey, but who are the people there? Hittites. Canaanites, the Hittites, the Ites, all of the Ites, they were all in that land, and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Of all places, God could have delivered them to a land, like he said, spacious, flowing with milk and honey, but with no giants to conquer. But those giants were there. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me. Oh. And I've also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Now, that is us. It's not saying, oh, come, I will send the pastors. And I will send my prophets and my evangelists. What about you? This is time to get out, arise, shine, awake, and be counted wherever you are. Because you are being sent out. I know last year we released a commissioning with which you were commissioned. So bring my people, the children, bring God's people out of Egypt, out of bondage to fear. See how much fear has been in the atmosphere? God has called you as messengers of hope, that you release a hope of heaven into everywhere you go. You bring the message of good news. You bring the message of our God reigns. Hallelujah. Isaiah 66 verse 2 says, they shall see the glory of the Lord. Isaiah 66 verse 2, they shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. They have to see it. How will they see it? By us having goosebumps time here in our building? No. It's get out there. Your 9-to-5 or wherever you are, that is a place where you begin to manifest that you will show up the excellency of our God. Isaiah 52, 1 and 2. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. This is the time. Put on your strength. Put on your beautiful garments, people. O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Yes. Come on, somebody's alive. What about the rest of you? Oh, you're not here to spectate. The uncircumcised and the unclean. I'm telling you, there is power. I want us to go back to recognizing words and the power, because the Lord brought correction to me on that, the weightiness of words. And Jesus did say in John 6, I think it's John 6, 63, that the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. We need to be speaking spirit words because the spirit is resident in us, right? The spirit, yeah, spirit words, Holy Spirit mingled in us, with us, and through us. So the words, okay, let's see that scripture, verse 1 again. I want us to see that. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean. Notice that all of these action words there, put on. We have to put it on. He's not going to put it on you. You've got to know that you are royalty and you're going to step out like that. Say, put it on. Put on your strength. Put on your beautiful garments. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Amen. The uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust. Come on, let's shake. Shake yourself from the dust. You know, anything that wants to tether us to this earth, get rid of it. Shake it off. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise. Sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Loose yourself from the bonds on your neck. Come on. Get rid of all the yoke of the oppressor that is trying to pull us down. Because I tell you, what you are seeing happening, that has been happening for the last 2 years, and especially last year, is you're seeing the unfolding of the mystery of lawlessness. That is what you're seeing. So it's in the book. We shouldn't be surprised, right? It's in the book. But we are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. That everything right now, according to Hebrews 12, 28, that God said everything is shaken. Last year, that we released our word, or January actually, about the shaking of the nations. Well, hello. It's going to shake until. It's only what is of the kingdom that will remain. So our emotions will shake too. Anything in our soulish realm that is tethered to this earth will be shaken. So that we can be standing on sure ground. And then be able to help the people out there that are scared. A lot of people are in fear. In the last 2 years, I mean, we have had our fair share of losing people that didn't have to be lost. Because there was a way out of healing the sick that have been actually sick legitimately in the nations. But political correctness and political expediency is what has killed so many. And God, you know, when Femi was talking about, I was hearing just recompense. That's what I was hearing, Femi. When you were talking about what was lost, just recompense. God, there will be a just recompense. We need to make a demand from heaven. We need to ask heaven for a just recompense. Families that have been stolen from us, a just recompense. Because this is a time of restoration. It is literally a time that the whole world has waited for God's people to fully partake of the provisions of the life and the works of King Jesus. Romans 8 talks about that in 19, verses 19 to 22, and talks about, you know, the creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, the sons of the kingdom. That's why I said this is harvest time. It's a harvest of maturity. It's no longer about, Lord, bless me and my family and thus far and no more. No, it is time for kingdom business, people. Because this is a government of the kingdom of God. This is a time. This is a time what was prophesied in Genesis, right from Genesis 1. It wasn't like, oh, that was just something that was added on to us in the New Testament. No. In Genesis 1, verse 20, from verse 26 down, you will see we were given that dominion, the authority to influence, to make a change, to shift things that are not right. So in the recent past, it looks like darkness has advanced with glee, you know, just usurping and taking over, you know, spheres of life left by, you know, because we came out of everything, you know. And now what is happening is, now in this time, according to Isaiah 52, verse 2, that I was just reading, I didn't finish it. Shake yourself from the dust, arise. Yeah, so you have to shake that. Then you have to rise. Then loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. We have to. This is a time that an awakened people, that's what you've seen in Ottawa. I know we have people from Saskatchewan that are there on the grounds in Ottawa. And awakened people are arising with open hearts and open arms today to receive God's kingdom provisions. Just as we were singing Yeshua, the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Elise, for that worship and the team. The name of Jesus, the powerful name of Jesus, the weight behind that name. That we are seeing a people that are rising on the streets of Ottawa. A people that are rising even right here in Regina. It is your time to arise and shine. It is not your time to say, oh yeah, oh we don't know what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. Because Jesus rules over it all. That's what we know. He rules over it all. He rules above it all. His blood was not shed for nothing. That we know. See, we can be confident of the things that we know. That the blood of Jesus, that blood that was shed in Jerusalem, he himself said, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And so we see a people arising and to release the full reality today of the awesome provisions of God. So what will happen is, I know that Canada is experiencing shock and awe right now. That what? Where are these people coming from? Are these not Canadians? That, well, nice people. Nice people. All of a sudden, they're no longer nice. No more. Exactly. Come on. I tell my husband, I say, you know what? When I hear people say nice, no, that's political. Yep. Kindness is a fruit of the spirit. So Canada, it's legal for you to be kind, but it is illegal to be nice. I guess you found out. We found out pretty quick that niceness didn't pay us. How long have we been, you know, no, it's not happening. Yeah, shock and awe is being on people's faces that even Americans are thinking, what? They're surprised. What is going on, Canada? But let me read a scripture that even those who have sat in darkness are now or soon will be seeing the pure, holy light of the endless life of the love, the power, and the wisdom of Almighty God in His glory. Matthew 4:16. If you can put that up. Matthew 4:16. If not, I hope I have it. Is it up? Aha, there you go. That is, I love that. See, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. So a lot of people in our nation have sat in darkness. You have no idea. So many have sat in darkness. And God is saying, it's over. That's Isaiah 60. That is our, part of our mandate. To arise and shine. For our light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon us. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you, Canada. So that the people who have sat in darkness, they can see. Oh, they will begin to see. Some are seeing right now. But they will begin to see the great light. And the joy of the Lord, oh, will begin to manifest like we see today. The joy of the Lord in the stunning victories that is before us. And we are seeing it on the streets of Ottawa. People getting saved. Like I said, people are getting saved. And so the streets of Regina, Moose Jaw, wherever you live, is not exempt. Hello? Wherever you live, is not exempt from the waves of the glory that is being poured out from Ottawa. That's what God, you know, God, the people that were planning, they just stepped into the timing of God. That's what happened. When the fullness of time came, and also to pick the right place to go. That is a seat of government. And now the ecclesia, who is government over government, is stepped up to say, we are the ecclesia and we are the government and we have a roar that comes out of us concerning the situation and we're partnering with these people to see the glory of God. Some of them are not actually saved. See, but the zeal of righteousness is what consumed them. You realize that? You don't have to be saved to actually understand righteousness. It's just a different way. But God, yeah, knew that putting them on that front line, He would also have warriors that will come in there and reap that harvest. And that's what's happening. A massive harvest is being reaped right now. Ha. The spirit king of the world will firmly rest upon the body of Christ, because he said in Isaiah 9 that the government is resting upon his shoulder. Hallelujah. And so I want to say something about freedom. Freedom begins in the heart. Freedom begins in the heart. It is not lack of governance or lack of responsibility. Freedom, yeah, let me read it from here, is perfect alignment with the will and plan of Father God. Freedom is the state of being completely in love with God and thereby having our entire life in this world surrendered to His will and His way. That is true freedom. See, so that's, you need to understand that perspective. That through everything that's happening, true freedom is us coming into perfect alignment, coming into that perfect alignment with God, and falling completely in love with Him, having our entire life in this world surrendered to His will and His way. So in perfect alignment with God, the provisions of love, power, wisdom of God lives and moves through our human spirit, soul, and body, because He has come to embody each one of us. Christ in you is a hope of glory. He is the hope of glory. So all the works of God, this is my encouragement to us as we close that, all the works of God are now available and will be fully seen as every one of us awaken. As the people of God awaken and stop looking for God to bodily come back to earth someday to do something. Remember what Jesus said? What was his last words? It is finished. It is finished. Well, a lot of us are waiting for him to come and do this. And he said, no, it is finished. Now you execute. Now, wherever you are, release the kingdom. The kingdom is not about geography. The kingdom of God is within you. And the kingdoms of this world is being shaken right now. Everything that can be shaken is being shaken right now. But the only thing that is stable, that is constant, and that will continue to be constant is the kingdom within you. It's because we are receiving an unshakable kingdom. A kingdom that cannot be shaken. That is what we have. Please put Hebrews 12:28 up. So all the works of God are now available and will be fully seen as we begin to, God is awakening the church. So there is an awakening, and stop looking for God or looking for somebody else, you know, to do something someday. And we have to begin to believe that he is alive. He is alive in you. Are you alive? Come on. He is alive. Yes. I need the worship team to come up. He is alive. I am alive. See, his life, you are spending his life. How are you spending it? How are you spending the life of Jesus that is in you? Because that life is in you. When you said yes, once you got born again, you got filled with that life. You received that miracle life, the Zoe life of God. That life is in you. So you have to believe that he is alive and fully available to change what is happening around us, to change Ottawa, to change our world, so that it will be as it is in heaven, in and through his body. Because that's what he's got, is us, a body you have prepared for me. That's what he said. So, Father, we thank you. Hebrews 12:28, do we have it? Okay. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, we are receiving a kingdom with gratitude, a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Yeah. Let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. That's what Shipua and Pua did. Those Hebrew midwives. They served God with fear and with reverence. The feast is ready, and the banquet is set before us. For those who receive the invitation today to come into the first fruits realm of the fullness of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. The banquet is set before us. Lord, we thank you that we are receiving that kingdom. And with gratitude, Lord, we say yes. We say yes. Lord, we say yes. We say yes to you, Lord God. We say yes. Father, we say yes. We say yes. Lord, we say yes. Lord, for the unshakable. Yes, we thank you for the rights that you are giving to us. We are receiving our rights to an unshakable kingdom. Yes, and we are extremely thankful. Lord, I pray and I charge your people this morning that as we leave this building, God, that we know that we carry the government of the kingdom with us. And we are receiving, and we are extremely thankful, and we offer to God the purest worship that delights his heart as we lay down our lives in absolute surrender, filled with awe. For our God is a holy, devouring fire. So Lord, I thank you that we will remember that our service is out there. It's not only in this building. Our service, we go We go with grace. We receive the grace that we have right now. And with extreme gratitude, in the midst of the shakings, we serve God. We serve humanity with the love and the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ. We recognize the fullness of the time and the fullness of the hour that is upon us. Let's rise up on our feet. We recognize the charge that God, you're giving to us to shake off the dust and to come out from under the lies that God is coming to do something. When you said it is finished, now you take it and run with it. Take the baton, take the torch, the flame of fire. 74 years in Saskatchewan, yesterday. God, we thank you for the portals that are still open in Saskatchewan. And we say, Lord, let your kingdom come. Your kingdom glory come. Be released in Saskatchewan, in Canada, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you for your fiery ones. Yes, your fiery ones that are even in the midst of us, that will take this message, that will mingle this word, Lord God, and release it into the highways and the byways of Saskatchewan and Canada, and release, oh, the fires of the awakenings of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for it. And we say, Jesus, you have the right of place. You have earned the right. You have earned it because with your blood, you purchased men out of every nation, out of every tongue, out of every tribe. You purchased men for yourself. You purchased us. You purchased our families. You purchased all those that are in the wilderness. You purchased them so they can come out of the wilderness. Because the wilderness is not your place. There is a land of promise. And we call your people out of that wilderness into the land of promise now. In Yeshua's name. And everybody in agreement said, amen.
Go ahead, just one more. Let's go in this might, in this power, in this strength, and let us turn our city upside down to the glory of God. Until he comes, amen. Occupy until he comes, amen. We'll see you next Sunday. Bye bye now.
Cause I know there is peace within his presence. I speak Jesus. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within his presence. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within. presence, I speak Jesus.